It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Bear, are you confused now? I just thought I'd try a little different start to the show. It is Sports Central with Corey Geiger, Dave Shannon substituting. Thanks to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. And a good evening to one and all. But I'd slide that animotion in there. Anyway... 814-946-0435, the number to call to be a part of Sports Central on now a snowy Tuesday afternoon. For the most part, roads are okay. There are spots, the good old 10th Avenue Expressway. That thing is just amazing. It's like they have refrigeration coils underneath that. There'll be other roads that are just completely wet, and you get on that and there's accumulating snow. How's that happen? But anyway, that was the only iffy area that I encountered on the way here. I'm sure it's going to get a little bit more ridiculous as it goes along here, depending on the pace of the snow. It's 27, so obviously it's going to be an issue. So be careful out there wherever you are headed on this evening. Utilize your Bluetooth if you're in the vehicle and you want to call the program, because if you have your Bluetooth on and your vehicle has the ability to do that, it's no different than just talking to some passenger in your vehicle. Always keep that in mind. Do not hold the phone to your ear. We have technology. Use it. All right, to get the show started, I wanted to talk about this. It was a headline and a story today in sports. And what is going on at Penn State University with the departure of coaches? It was determined that it was a big coup for James Franklin to get the defensive coordinator from Ohio State. But now he's lost another coach. And that would be running backs coach Jawan Sider, according to published reports, headed to be the running backs coach at Notre Dame. Sider, who spent the last seven seasons at Penn State, also the Lions assistant coach and co-offensive coordinator. The heck ever that means. Sider helped develop running backs Nick Singleton and Catron Allen into arguably one of the nation's best backfields, and each has committed to returning to Penn State for next season. However, I don't know if there was anything known about whether Coach Sider was going to be leaving or not. But we'll see if anything changes as far as that goes. I don't know when they have to declare for the portal, or when the portal opens, or what kind of quantum stuff they do to make the portal work. The best visual definition of portal was in the commercials that they did for Dr. Pepper. Anyway. Notre Dame returns standout running back Jeremiah Love, among others, the Irish and Nittany Lions vying for a couple of the same recruits. Now, Franklin, according to the report in the Altoona Mirror, has long worked to keep his assistants from moving to lateral positions. It's the second time that it's happened in the last month, at least in terms of staff titles. Defensive coordinator Tom Allen left Penn State after one season to become the DC at Clemson, which paved the way for Penn State to hire Ohio State's Jim Knowles at $3.1 million annually, the highest paid assistant coach in the country. You bet. Meanwhile, Greg Gattuso, former Nittany Lion defensive tackle who played on the 82 championship team, joining Penn State as a defensive line consultant. Gattuso has spent the last 11 years as Albany's head coach and prior was the head coach at Duquesne. Franklin scheduled to meet the media. Well, maybe that's already happened this afternoon. And we'll find out more about what he has to say. It'll be the first time he's talked with the media since the season ended at the Orange Bowl on January 9th. But I'm sure the question's going to be out there as to, is there something wrong with the atmosphere at Penn State University that you have all these coaches that are defecting to other places? Is there a problem in the football program? Is it a problem within athletics? Is the athletic department not really helping? We'll see what kind of questions get asked. Hopefully the media will be tough on that. Because looking at it from the outside, and keep pressing until you get an answer that makes sense, something that actually addresses that question, because you don't, normally in college football, you don't see these, you know, these moves. Franklin talking about he never liked to see people go sideways, do a lateral position move. But it's going on, and when it is that, you have to be from the outside looking at it and saying, what the heck is going on? So, that's where we are with Penn State. I don't know if you think that'll have a big effect. I think it probably will if Sider was that actively involved with Catron and Nick. Well, then those two guys have utilized him to make them better running backs, and it's hard to argue that they aren't really good running backs, in which case you have to give Sider some of the credit for that. So what happens with those two guys? Who comes in to take this position over? And I also don't like the idea that someone can hold a title of co-offensive coordinator. To me, you have a hierarchy. It's like any business. You can't be the co-president of a corporation. There's one president. And you can have a running backs coach, but why do you throw that title of co-offensive coordinator on there? The players need to know this is the guy that's making the calls. This is the guy, the offensive coordinator. You have to have that clarity, because then there's nothing that says that both the real offensive coordinator and the co-offensive coordinator are always going to agree. Players will then search out the one that kind of agrees with them and go that way. When instead, that should be just narrowed down to one offensive coordinator. I don't like that idea, that title being out there. It can be the running backs coach. Sure, not a problem. Co-offensive coordinator? Don't think so. That just, that implies something as to what kind of authority that Jawan Sider had. And it's probably, to me, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to have co-offensive coordinators. You have one, that person is in charge of every, he's the guy that puts the offense together, designs the plays, works with the line by working through the offensive line coach, works with the running backs by working through his running backs coach, working through his receivers coach, working through his quarterbacks coach. Because you know darn well every coaching staff has those people. But there's one. There is no such thing as a co-offensive coordinator. Okay, when you have a commander in any kind of military incursion, normally it's a general. Is there a co-general in charge of? No. There's one. This is the way this works. And certainly, football is the kind of sport that demands that you have somebody that kind of stands out. And that is the guy. That is the guy that makes the decisions. And by the way, you go ahead and make some decisions that maybe even your assistant coaches within, those running backs coaches, receivers coaches, line coaches, quarterback coaches, sometimes you just override them. You just go ahead and say, sorry, I don't agree with that. Thanks for the input. And you move on. All right. It looks like Jai. Is that Jai that's on the phone at 814-946-0435? Did I get that right?
You did.
All right. Did, good.
Surprisingly.
Good for me.
It doesn't happen often.
Yeah, I hear you.
I was thinking it might not be a bad thing with these coaches going away.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Penn State's spending a lot more money. They might actually be looking to upgrade some things.
It could be. It could be. I do like the idea, okay, but whoever comes in to replace Jawan needs to be just the running backs coach. Don't you think that's the way you go with that?
Yeah, there's something about money that has to do with all that stuff.
I guess.
You know, there has to be something with that.
Yeah. But I
was curious of, do you happen to know what they have coming in or what's expected to come in for this up-and-coming season?
I really don't have a handle on that at this point, but I, you know, the one thing, and Neil Rudell wrote this story in the Altoid tabloid today. And, you know, Neil didn't bring any of that up, but it is important. And one of the things he did note is in the story is that Notre Dame and Penn State are going after a couple of the same recruits when it comes to running back, because Notre Dame's kind of in a similar situation where Jeremiah Love, this is going to probably be his last season. And then at Penn State, you have Catron Allen and Nick Singleton in their last season. So, therefore, this is going to be an interesting tug of war there, and we'll see how valuable. You know, one of the things Coach Franklin always gets credit for, and I think he plays a role in it, but he always gets credit for his ability to recruit. And, you know, that some of that comes from your, you know, assistant coaches. And, you know, because you can't be everywhere at once. And so maybe you go
and
out.
The team around it.
Yes.
The team recruits itself a lot of times.
Yeah, amen to that. Amen to that. I always say success breeds success.
And, like, if you got some guys coming in, new blue chip wide receivers,
mm-hmm.
it might entice a quarterback.
Right.
You know, the offensive line might entice, you know, it might help a little bit for a running back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, the whole idea is to keep the wear and tear off of you so you can play on Sundays.
That's right.
And it's so funny, you can't even say that anymore and it means anything. You know, if you said you want to play on Sundays, that meant you wanted to be in the NFL. Hell, they play Thursdays, they play Saturdays sometimes, Sundays, Mondays. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think they need a little more consistency.
Overseas,
it was okay a little.
Mm-hmm.
It's just money now. You know, they're getting some more bigger markets and stuff like that. And it's got to be uncomfortable for the teams. It has to be.
Oh, yeah. There
was a conversation before about home and away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're losing a home game.
Mm-hmm.
That's money lost. I mean, I'm sure one way or another they're getting at least semi.
Oh, they have to get a cut. They have to get a cut of the gate wherever they go to. It's like we were talking about this, Rich DeLeo and I, in the morning show about that. You know, the Rams are going to be going to Australia to play a game, and it's like you have to get some kind of compensation for losing all those people that would have been in your stadium. Now you can't make up the ancillary things like, you know, concessions and things like that, but you can at least make up or try to make up the gate. And I think the size of the stadium that they're going to play in Australia is like 100,000, so there'll be some extra people there.
Yeah.
takes
some money.
Yeah
but it's not good for the fans.
You're
a diehard and everything.
Yeah
And, you know, that's what drives these teams, you know, having these fan base. I mean, obviously money means more than anything anymore, but for, like, Pittsburgh follows everywhere, you know, one of the teams that they're everywhere.
Yep, they travel well.
These other teams, they need to keep unity with the fans, because, you know, you got a couple teams in Miami, you got, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. And
so it has to mean something with that.
Yeah. No, and it's been interesting to see, you know, I watched not whole games. I did Red Zone over the football season. And
me too.
I'd love that, by the way, Jai. It's like, if I were watching football and had all this available to me, this is what I'd be doing. Exactly what they're showing me.
I'm a fantasy addict, so it's awesome.
Even better for you, yeah. But
the only thing I don't like is they go quad box and you can't see anything. You know, you might as well. I'm 20 some feet away from the 6 or 70 inch TV and I still can't see.
I'll tell you, it is. But the one thing I was going to get to, you talk about fan bases and trying to keep them actively involved. And I noticed this year, and success puts people in seats. And yes. I looked at New England, and Gillette Stadium had a lot of empty seats this year. And, you know, I'm sure they're not really used to that.
Yeah, have you heard of the Pirates?
Yeah, and the only person to put any people in seats is Skeens, and they're going to get rid of. Well, they're not going to get rid of him, but they'll get outbid by somebody. You know,
I'm sure
Skeens is on the same train that Cole was on.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Sadly. Oh well.
Yeah, he's got another 2 years in the contract.
Yep. Not gonna be pretty. I mean, if it were me, and even trying to run the organization on a shoestring, I'd try to figure out exactly what it is he needs, and I'd take care of that right away, because I don't think, you know, baseball tends to never want to do that, because the asking is always just so astronomical from a player. But, you know, every once in a while, you have to put your money behind somebody. It's like, now, you can see what happened. What happened with the Angels? They put all their money behind Mike Trout, and he only plays a half season every year. He's always getting hurt.
Yeah, after the first few seasons, it got tricky. But everybody wants to have, like, a Dale Murphy.
Yeah, there you go.
Phrase, you know?
Yeah.
If you get to keep somebody like that, then... Mm-hmm. It means everything for the fans, anyhow.
Yeah.
And it definitely means something for the seats.
And what,
and they could use the help in the seats.
Oh, yeah. And what would the Pirates have been back in the day if you hadn't had, for, you know, that period up to, you know, 72, where you had Clemente and Stargell? I mean, yeah, that meant a lot to that team and the success. And then Willie. Then Willie stayed through, you know, and was there for the second World Series win in 79. And it's just, you know. By the way, I don't know if you heard Joe Shuda, who does the two-minute timeout on the station. Joe Shuda sent me an email when they announced that they got Tommy Pham. And he said, are we going back to 1979 and the new theme song is going to be We Are Fam-ally?
Of course they would.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. I mean, we're going to have to see how this stuff at Penn State plays out. And there's a little bit of a warning flag there that this has happened now to two coaches in a very short period of time.
I'm thinking on the better side, though, because, you know, with everything that is going on, you know, with all the money, and they're getting a lot more money, especially after a season like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They get the money, they need to put the money in. I had a superintendent one time, he told me, he said, there's only one way to make good business. You got to spend money to make money.
Amen, brother.
And that's what I'm hoping this is all about.
All right.
Not that they weren't good, but there's better out there.
I hear you.
Hopefully they're coming to Penn State.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be what we can hope for. Jai, thanks for the call.
Absolute.
Okay. 814-946-0435, and you can join in on the Sports Central. Dave Shannon sitting in for Corey Geiger. We're brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. We'll take a break here and be back with more Sports Central right after this.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Howdy, the old farmer here, you know, from the Almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family at McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting, whatever you need, the Kubota BX series can handle. The Kubota BX series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
It's February, and TML Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has a sweetheart of a deal for you. Get a lube, oil, and filter service that includes up to 5 quarts of conventional oil, belt and hose inspection, tire air pressure set, rotation of all 4 tires, brake inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for just $59.99. Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales are also offering a free Car Care Club membership if you spend $500 or more on any service during the month of February. Each membership is valued at over $499 in services and repairs and includes 4 free oil changes. It all sounds pretty sweet, right? A multi-point inspection, including lube, oil, and filter service for just $59.99 and a free Car Care Club membership when you spend $500 or more on any service at Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg. Hurry! Offer expires on February 28th.
Hank FM.
Oh, yes. The relaxing tones of Van Halen. Ah, good old Panama. Dave Shannon sitting in for Corey Geiger at Sports Central, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, and Dan's joining us this evening, late afternoon. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Okay.
What happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
Yeah, because, you know, it went to Sean Hannity.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I called up Jody shortly after, about 15, 20 minutes of that goof, she didn't know either, and apparently you don't know.
I didn't know we were having trouble. We got a number of calls there. We got a couple of calls after you, but, there were no red flags. No one was throwing a yellow flag at me or anything else. So I just continued on and thought everything was hunky-dory.
Well, then, but Sean Hannity is not 96.1.
That is absolutely correct. That is
well, I got him, and what happened was, Dave, what happened was, Sean was talking to somebody in the NFL about the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I just listened and played along. And then that goof, he started talking again. And then I thought he took a commercial. And then when he come back, then that sports guy, he was gone. Then he started his usual lingo.
Yeah.
So I called Jody,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't know either.
Hmm.
And I don't know if anybody else had that problem or not.
I didn't.
How would that happen if he's on a different frequency, and how 96.1 would pick up Sean Hannity?
I have no idea. I can make that happen right now by doing this.
You want to feel better? Please pay attention.
I don't want to listen to him at all, but I want to listen to you, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry there was a technical faux pas, if you will, yesterday. I didn't know about it. I haven't heard anything today. Everything seems to be okie-dokie again. So
I'm talking to you now, and it's 4:30, and I'm talking to you now, but it's a mystery. Now, Dave, last night it was senior night down Tyrone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many did I hear right? There's quite a few.
Nine.
So I did hear it right.
Yes.
It said on the boys' side.
Yes. Only one girl this year was a senior for the Tyrone girls basketball team, but there were 9 young men that were there being recognized, and their families were there, and that was quite a ceremony there prior to the start of the game last night. And not one of the things to note about that is, good number of those guys are part of the starting squad for that team. There's no doubt about that, but not all. There are, players that have been getting substantial time that are underclassmen, And I think they have a good team coming back. One thing that I did enjoy watching over the course of time, the JV team. You know, when you have that many seniors and you know they're not necessarily getting a lot of playing time on the varsity squad, they get that playing time then on the JV squad if they're willing to do that. And I would hope they would be, because they didn't get into playing basketball and think that they, you know, that they were necessarily destined for the starting lineup every night just because they're seniors. And, you know, so I did watch them play in the JV games throughout the course of the season. So they did get playing time, although it wasn't the kind of varsity time I'm sure they would have liked. But you know what? They stuck with it, and they stuck with basketball the whole way through, all 4 years that they could have with the basketball team, and got to tip my cap to those guys. That's, you know.
Now, does Luke have any injuries of players?
Not at this time. Not at this time. The last injury that they had that I was aware of was Sam Crilly had a problem with his calf muscle. That occurred there, I think it was at the beginning of January, a couple of games into January. And so he had that problem with his calf. And he ended up, he was wearing a sleeve over top of that. And it definitely affected his play, I thought, a little bit, because it was something, you know, they're not unlike baseball, where they'll tell you, you know, the pitcher, it's all about his legs. Well, tell you what, basketball, it's all about your legs. I mean, a good shot comes from a good foundation.
Oh, without a doubt. There's no question about that. Now, you know, BG lost, the girls lost their big girl, for sure. And she got hurt the other game.
Mm-hmm.
At BG, and boy, it didn't look good at all.
Yeah.
And but she... it was questionable why they played the young girl, because, she had a hip injury of some type, and she wasn't 100%, but they put her in, and she wasn't in very long, and she went down.
Mm.
She went down, and it didn't look good, and she was on crutches to... the game after that Saturday, and I feel bad, you know, but she was a great player and everything. But yeah,
they have their solid group there, Dan. You got Morgan Ruggery, Anne-Berlin Petrecka, and Amari Query, and you know, they all carried whatever weight they needed to carry there on.
Without a doubt. Now, they got a big game coming up Thursday at McCourt's.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a fantastic game at the Moss with the BG and McCourt. That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fantastic game. And it's just the way it's good coaching. Them girls got a real good coach. There's no question. She works wonders with them kids.
Yeah, Coach Kack is, I've gotten to know her a little bit over the course of time, and you talk about somebody that can, you know, get a team excited about playing and playing within the plans that you had made for the game, and I think that Christy does an outstanding job at that. So tip of the cap to her, and hopefully she has something in mind to Yeah, it's kind of neat that they, you know, it wasn't that long ago that they played McCourt. And in all honesty, I mean, the conference playoff is what it is. I don't know. You know, you get that, maybe hang a banner in your gymnasium, and that's all well and good. In the grand scheme of things, do you want a conference championship or do you want a state championship? You know, that's where you come to the harsh reality. It's nice to have, but it's certainly not necessary.
Well, then, how's Luke Rhodes? How's his chances in the playoff now? They use the exit, and does he have a better chance this year than in past years?
I think so. One of the things that he and his assistant, Steve Ramsey, have been able to do is they have, because they're a man-on-man defense, and that can wear a team out, and they play it hard. Now, I mean, they are fast and hard with their defense, and that can get a team tired out, but they have a substitution system where they know when to take somebody out of the game, and they have somebody that can go in that some of the time is not really a step down, you know, and that they've been able to do that. I think theoretically they could go far, but, you know, I worry about the games that they did lose. You know, Johnstown was the kind of game, and I know Johnstown's a really good team, but it wasn't as competitive as what I thought it would be. I did not see their game against Bishop Guilfoyle, so I don't know how that went. The game against Central was, well, they got a taste of what it was like to play without Sam Crilly that game, and they ended up dropping that game to Central. And so those, you know, the losses that they had this year are ones that you sit there and you have to really look at and say, you know, you watch them on an average night and you say, boy, this is a really good team. And then there's those four losses that you look at and you go, you wonder. I as far as I'm concerned, they have the ability to do that because they're quick, they're really talented, and I think they could go make a decent run into the postseason. But we'll see what happens once we get to that point.
Now they're 3A.
Yeah, yeah.
There's possibility they'll they could meet up with Bishop Guilfoyle again.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Which
I don't know how they. I can never keep track of how the bracket. That Mike Boylan from the Mirror. He's super good at this stuff. He's super good.
He is definitely the bracket, what can I call him? He's kind of like the, he's the Elon Musk of brackets. I'll go there.
He certainly is. Well, thanks for your time.
And, all right, Dan.
And I really missed you yesterday. I didn't know what the heck happened.
Yeah, sorry that did happen, and hopefully we're on the up and up now from this point forward.
Okay, take care.
Thanks. All right, you too, Dan. 814-946-0435, the number to call if you'd like to be on the show talking about sports stuff. And Dave Shannon sitting in for Corey Geiger. And it's all brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars.
2025 NASCAR Hall of Fame inductee, Carl Edwards.
I realized I was in the garage, and I was really happy to be there. And then I was in the garage, and I was winning, and I thought, man, you know, I'm being respected, and I'm being elevated. It really felt great. And then it's like if somebody would cross me or, you know, do something, I would think, hey, they're not respecting me. And so now I've got to get them back, and I've got to set the score, and I've got to always, like, wreck a guy or go try to get in a fight with them or say something that's really pointed, you know, cleverly towards them. And then, like I said, you know, I started, people would write articles like, is this guy really a nice guy, you know? And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, like I'm a nice guy, you know? And then I really did. I realized like I'm not acting the right way. And I was doing it because I really worried a lot what people thought about me. And it was my brother who we were driving down Broadway in Columbia, Missouri. And there was some article that was written or some driver said something. I was like, you know, something about me being a phony or a fake, whatever. I thought, man, like, why would they say that? Why? And I was really upset about it. And he said, dude, they don't know you. Like, they don't know you. And what is funny is I didn't even know myself very well. He said, they don't know you. Why do you care so much what they think about you? And like a light went off. I was like, my gosh, I care a lot about what people who don't know me think.
This is The Final Lap.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
FM 1370 and 96.1 Hank FM, the home of Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Dave Shannon sitting in for Corey this week as he takes some well-deserved time off. 814-946-0435, the number to call if you'd like to be on the radio program. One of the things that was kind of interesting, the Associated Press pointed out the fact that we're only 2 days removed from the Super Bowl, and the NFL has a lot of work staring them right in the face. It'll be less than 2 weeks when the Eagles have their Super Bowl victory parade in Philadelphia on Friday. And then free agency will follow the scouting combine. That in 2 weeks from this Friday, the scouting combine kicks off in Indianapolis. Free agency, March 10th. There's a 2-day negotiating period. The annual league meeting starts on March 30th, and the seven teams with new head coaches can start their off-season workout programs April 7th. And that's all of that's not that far away. Then, of course, you have the NFL draft on April 24th in Green Bay, where there could be a couple of feet of snow at that point. Just kidding. Anyway, there's a lot to do. One of the things, they're still not satisfied. There are still issues, and there's technology involved, and a lot of people, a lot of companies, and a lot of doctors and trainers have been working to come up with what would be the best kind of helmet for an NFL player to have on to limit concussions. And there's still a lot of concussions that happen in the game of football. So they are going to look at maybe making that even better. So they're going to talk about that at the NFL meetings. The biggest one of all is this idiotic kickoff thing that they tried this year. Just go back to kicking the ball off and let the guy decide whether he wants to run it back or not. And if he kicks it through the back of the end zone, well, it comes out to the 30 and you move on. And if the guy wants to bring it out, then he brings it out. It didn't increase the number of returns. I don't recall anybody getting injured, but that's I mean, I don't know that it increased the amount of returns any more than what it was prior to. I also don't know that starting position on the ones that were returned was any better than what it was when you were just having the standard kickoff. So they can do away with that. Just go back and kick the ball off like everybody else does. Come on. Replay review is up for discussion, too. They want to have replay assists that include face mask penalties and other plays to be considered when it comes to replay review. And what they're catching on to, and you see things happen, and you got to remember that those guys and gals are on the field. That's all happening at real-time speed. And you may think because it's a lot of big guys playing a game that it's not slow. Don't think it's slow. It's not. It's amazingly fast. And there are going to be things that happen. And there's actors out there. There should be Academy Awards handed out in the NFL for some of the acting that goes on during the games. And that'll catch you if you're an official. If you don't have a precise angle to view the play and you see something happen and it looks a certain way to you, you're going to end up throwing the flag. That's just the way it goes. Let's go to the phones and the Clarkster. I have not talked to the Clarkster in a while.
Yeah, in honor of Corey, we'll give you something here. Now batting for Corey Geiger, Manny Mota, in this case, Dave Shannon. Do you remember the movie reference?
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Airplane.
Oh, okay.
In the concourse and everything, you hear the guy overhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, a couple of things. Vacation? Man, the guy works an hour and a half. He spends more time hitting fungos. Anyway, a couple of things.
Yeah.
Regarding the portal. The portal is open April the 16th, the day after taxes, the day after tax day for the college kids.
Yeah.
April the 16th to the 25th.
That's till they get all the antimatter spun up so they can step into the portal and be transported somewhere else.
We need a kicker. anyway. What's the name of that bill? I forget. Yeah. The other thing is about the NFL. You know when they sometimes they call penalties and they say, well, there's two infractions on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
How about enforcing both of them?
Yeah, that's an idea. You know.
I mean, they end up obviously taking the more serious one.
And by the way, serious only by the amount of yardage that you get. You know, it's not necessarily the most serious penalty sometimes.
No. It could be an automatic first down.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's all what plays into it. It's like, how do I get the most out of this?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, because so when you have an offsides and, say, a holding, let's enforce both of the penalties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way there's no reason to make any judgment. If there's two infractions, enforce the two infractions. How about if there is a face mask by two different players?
Mm-hmm.
Do they enforce both? Well, maybe they should.
Yeah, that's one that I'd be totally on board for that. It's like, you know, the fact that somebody grabs a face mask and almost rips a guy's head off should be penalized in both cases.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Now you made me lose my...
Uh-oh, your train derailed.
Yeah, WTRN, yes, the train.
Yeah.
No, what was another thing we were going to talk about? Oh, the Penn State losing coaches. Well, I mean, that's obviously they've gone through offensive and defensive coordinators,
mm-hmm.
you know, over the last couple of years. And it also, you know, much like the players are being raided.
Yeah, and I think, you know, maybe my concern about what the atmosphere is like at Penn State is unwarranted, because you're right. The coaching thing has become not unlike the portal. You step into the portal.
I think the coaches started it before the players started it. But how about this one? What if the two running backs go to Notre Dame?
That would just be, oh my.
Oh my God, people would fall off.
Yes, you know? Yes. I
mean, that would immediately, that would may go up to the Pope. Dan, you're listening out there. You heard that one. But anyway, we'll have to see what happens. I mean, the portal is, you know, really ruining, you know, college sports to a certain extent. I mean, especially in basketball, you see teams. There's a team, Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at their roster.
Mm-hmm.
Half of their players are at least on their third school.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, you look at, they've been at TCU, Oklahoma State, now they're at Memphis. There's one, actually, that started in Memphis, went to two other schools, and now is back at Memphis.
Came back.
Yeah. And they're going to be, remember, they're going to be granting a fifth year.
Oh, boy. It's like I said yesterday, I never really wanted to see this happen, but in a combination between transfer portal and NIL, it's the minor league of the NFL. Just call it what it is. They don't have a minor league in the NFL.
Well, and Forbes will be putting out the, when they may have already done this, the valuation on college franchises.
Mm-hmm.
You know, meaning like Texas is worth $3 billion. Ohio State's worth $2.5 billion. Penn mm-hmm. State's worth $2 billion. So I mean, that's the way it's moving, and I don't know. The old timers may get sick of it, but the new ones coming in don't know anything else.
Yeah, right. That's the way. This is the way it is. This is college football in 2025. This is what we got.
Right, and back in the day, as I've alluded to maybe with Corey, players like in 1960 when the Eagles played for the championship, Chuck Beknarik,
mm-hmm.
Concrete Charlie, that's because he was a salesman for a concrete company.
There you go.
And that's the original NIL. Meaning he had another job.
Which you had to have back then, because they didn't pay you that much to play football.
But his name, image, and likeness was out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Concrete and stuff and everything. So, but anyway. All right.
All right.
Good rest of the show.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. 814-946-0435. You can join in, too. It is Sports Central. Dave Shannon sitting in for Corey Geiger. And it is time to hear from our good friend, J.M. Boswell, because J.M., sponsors this show. Have at it, JM.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than JM Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's JM Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party bar. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean jewelry television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Hank FM.
Welcome back. It is Sports Central. Dave Shannon sitting in for Corey Geiger, and we could probably squeeze one call in. It's going to have to be a little on the short side, but feel free. 814-946-0435 is the number to call. And I wanted to tip my cap to Milana Iyer, who is now the record holder for most three-pointers by any girl who has ever played on the court for Altoona High. Now, Altoona High did celebrate the Fieldhouse's 50th anniversary on Monday, and Milana celebrated going into the record books as the best three-point shooter to ever have played at Altoona High. She went into the game tied with Kayla DiCrisio for the career mark with 150 and connected on three in the Lady Lions 65-25 victory. And she's now at the top of that list. That's a lot of threes. Way to go, Milana. And let's see. I don't know. Mike Boydum is so good at his reporting. He has a lot of background on this. DiCrisio is now an assistant at Division I Niagara, and Iyer met her when she was working her way up in the Altoona program, and Milana said she remembers Kayla from when she played in junior high. She would come into practices and coach us. She was a great player for Altoona. Now she's coaching at Niagara. That's pretty good stuff. And I happen to know her father, and you know, it's very cool. He's always speaking glowingly of his daughter, as well he should be. But Milana, great job. You know, one of the things that I will talk to players about, and I found this amazing the first couple of times that I asked good three-point shooters how it was that they got so good. And I found out that there's an amazing number of those three-point shooters, and they almost to a T will tell you they got good by not just shooting 300 three-pointers in the course of a day. They would make 300 three-pointers over the course of the day. And that's how they get that good. They repeat something over and over, and they get good at it, and they repeat the good, and then they're just a force to be reckoned with when it comes to the sports. In that particular case, three-point shooting and basketball, they become an expert at that. So I always tip my cap to him. It's like, you want me to do what? You want me to make 300 three-pointers? And as nobody's telling them to do that. That's just an athlete that realizes what it takes to get really good at something. And boy, do they ever. They put the work in. It's not like it comes easy. All right, that's going to do it for Sports Central for this Tuesday. I'll be back again tomorrow afternoon filling in for Corey Geiger, and thanks to J.M. Boswell, Pipes and Cigars. If not tomorrow, catch me tomorrow morning with referee Rich DeLeo right here.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM, WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona.